morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Listen up, cattlemen. You won't want to miss the upcoming Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale happening Saturday, October 13th. This year features 69 lots of spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving heifers and cows, most with calves at their side, spring calving bred heifers, and fall yearling donor prospects. 130 head total of quality Angus-based genetics. The sale kicks off at 12:30 at the ranch near Seminole. Get there early to have lunch and to look around. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. In response to the growing concern stemming from the rapid expansion of the poultry industry in northeastern Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Board of Agriculture on Monday placed a temporary suspension on the application process to register for new or expanding poultry facilities. In a recent interview, Secretary of Agriculture Jim Reese said the suspension was put in place just to allow the board time to conduct a fact-finding mission with the Coordinating Council on Poultry Industry Growth to determine if a more structured plan can be implemented that will better accommodate everyone involved.
There's a lot of concerns, a lot of interest in looking into some of the concerns that the community has. So we're just doing a temporary pause. We're going to try to do a fact-finding with this Coordinating Council on Poultry Growth. There's a lot of things said that aren't necessarily true, and so we'll look into them. Rather than just saying that all of this is a concern and all of this is affecting everyone's lives, we want to make sure that it is.
Reese says the application process will be allowed to continue as soon as the Coordinating Council's work is completed. Essentially, Reese says the council will function to keep the lines of communication between the various stakeholders open and to ensure that a good neighbor policy can be developed with the intention of fostering a mutually beneficial existence among poultry farmers and their neighbors.
The Coordinating Council includes the Poultry Federation, the integrators, the couple producers, the general farm organizations, which are AFR and Farm Bureau, the state agencies affected, which would be ODAF, the Cherokee Nation. Sarah Hill is a co-chair of the Coordinating Council. Secretary of Environment and Energy and Environment, OWRB, GRDA, Conservation Commission, any other state agency that we might want to invite in for a specific item. We have 9 community representatives. We have legislative representative and from Congress and from Cherokee Nation, and then OSU in Arkansas to do research. We still support poultry growth. We still support poultry growth in Oklahoma. We just want it to be in a structured manner.
Finally today, if you're still on the fence regarding the upcoming November elections and are unsure about how you intend to vote on the various state questions that will be included on Oklahoma's ballot next month, then you're in luck. Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Rod Mozell invites you to join him this afternoon at 2 p.m. for a live webinar being hosted by Oklahoma Farm Bureau in conjunction with the Oklahoma State Chamber. This exclusive event will give you critical insights and information on the upcoming state questions from an agricultural perspective designed to help you make informed decisions when casting your vote in November. For instructions on how to join this webinar, which again is at 2 o'clock this afternoon, click over to our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Independent Stockgrowers Association will hold their first annual convention October 19th through the 21st at the Best Western Saddleback Inn and Conference Center in Oklahoma City. The convention kicks off Friday evening with a social. Saturday will feature a full day of educational and inspirational speakers sharing their personal stories and addressing concerns of the cattle industry. Sunday morning will feature a prayer breakfast. For more information on the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Convention, including how to register, call 580-886-5149.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.